figurinen of Book of Tefillah. Down the first there, if you want, there are two Svarim particularly on Tefillah. The Shmir Shabbat Kul Chatzai wrote a Sefer called Ol Sarah and Ilchus Tefillah. Also the Shai Tefillah, the Chil Nichol Stern. They're a good Svarim to use if you want to see Halacha. Going to a Tefillah, maybe Nov has nothing to do with being dirty, of Kusha Vitaro. It's not a din that's miyuchad to women, it's a din also negate to men. That whether you touch a sheretz, you have to go to mikvah, even to megate to naguf, a part of tumah is also something negate to men, the keri, shefazera, zavo. Different tumahs that come out, it's not a din miyuchad to noshim, but the reason why it's over here is pasha, because it's very practical, very negate to noshim, and the fal is also nido, but it's a din that's negate to basically to men also. Therefore, if you learn the sigil, for example, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, discussing there on Yom Kippur for a Kohen Gadol or a person to go to the mikvah, even a man, they go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. That the miyuchad noshim is in the gate to men. Therefore, the in the gate, for example, chatzitzas, be negated to men also. Let's say they go to the mikvah, should have a lot of chatzitzas. Interesting shiloh, negated to know. These, the klom that can come from here on in, some of them miyuchad afkat noshim surat bitoy, but a lot of them are negated to men also. Why exactly the Mechaber calls that simin about doing a dafkar in the day? The Chor in the this simin we're discussing, what is the correct time to be toivel? What's the correct time to be toivel? Now, the Mechaber in Sefala starts off that anyone who does not go to the mikvah, they can do whatever they want, count whatever they want, meisim, without going to the mikvah, the loch is the din of chorus. Now, where exactly the Mechaber for going to the mikvah is the Chorim discussed, the meisim is clear, if you don't go to the mikvah, it's the din of chorus. Now, let's not say over here if the din is Yom Vayavavai Nidah, but we discussed last month at the end of this month by our Chokas, we see from the Shach of the Pleiskim that Nidah is a din of Yom Vayavar. Any Nidah, whether she went to Mikvah or not, I'm sorry if she went to Mikvah or not, but she did not go to the Mikvah, a Pesula, as much as any Isha that I call the Mikvah, she did in the Yom Vayavar. Therefore, everyone discusses the Ishik Shiloh about what happens here on a date, Yichud, and the Maestri of Yom Vayavar, and the Kidua Echad Meirbeim, she was me, he tried to jump from a train. This concept. Find a separate figure. He tried.
He told me he tried.
He couldn't figure out how to break the glass and get out. Couldn't get out the window. Couldn't get out. Yeah. Fine. Mice said, "Oh, start from the figure that my shoes of Sula, Yog Vayavar."
Oh, was it his wife or did he get married?
They got married then.
No,
he has to
thumbs
down. It's not Yavo Yavo, I'm Yichud, but and need it is Yavo Yavo, I'll see Yichud, it's my say, the boy person says it's not. Fine. My son saw it, Sif Al is not Moshe, except you say this chorus until you go to the mikvah, and therefore we pass on to Yavo Yavo. Sif Beis.
No, it's the Yavo Yavo.
Sorry?
What's the look of stuff like Yavo Yavo?
Stuff like Yavo Yavo.
What's the chumrah?
Yeah. Fine. Tefillah, simpei is halacha tefillah bezmanli. Now this is a sugya, a shas sugya, gemara nida daf lamid, gemara nida daf ches, gemara on Shabbos, all over the place, and the sugya is marach. The maskana, what comes out, is clear, the Beis Yosef being down from Machlokes Rishonim, bein Chananel and bein Tam. Bein Chananel says, we hold tefillah bezmanli is mitzvah, Mashegin and bein Tam holds tefillah bezmanli is not mitzvah. And Bikar Rav Yishayim, and the place can go, and the way of Mechab is very clear, that we paskin tefillah bezmanah is not a mitzvah. There's no reason therefore, for example, Yom Kippur, we did not go to the mikvah, or another Rachmina Almano, or Basula, or Balanat Be'ir, all these different cases that will come out if tefillah bezmanah was a mitzvah, you'd have to go to Yom Kippur, or Basula would have to go. It says a shach that we see that in Aura and Hog, the Maestah of Psula does not go until they get married, the Maestah did not go. We see clearly the Maestah of Hog is that we pass in Psula, that Tefillah Bezmanah, the Maestah is not a mitzvah. However, points out the Mechaber, there's a second mitzvah, right from Yeshua Benun. There's another mitzvah of Puruvu. There's an Indian that a person has a mitzvah of having kids, and therefore, true Tefillah Bezmanah is not a mitzvah. However, there's a mitzvah of Puruvu, Nafkamina is. Let's say Baal is not Be'ir. Mitzvah field is man of mitzvah, you'll have a mitzvah to go even Bel is not here. And therefore Amona and Absula will have a mitzvah. But Maestro, we pass in people's man is not mitzvah. Therefore Absula has no mitzvah. And Amona has no mitzvah. However, when you're married, true old people's man not love mitzvah, however, of Truvu, the Maestro, you have a mitzvah. Now the words of Mechaber is Truvu, and look at the Nice of Kalim on the page, the Shach, Tosh, Shlom, and Lachur, it sounds like that love Dafka Truvu. means any mitzvah, you know, any shibud one has to another. Therefore, for example, if you're Mubaris, or you're Zekeno, or Menekes, or Kesed, you're not going to get pregnant. Still, from the Paiskim, it sounds like there's noch a inyan of oino, noch a mitzvah of shibud. Maisa, why does the Paiskim say, Dost Loshim Puravu, and not Loshim Oino, Perishlaman, or the Shach Loshim? So where the body wants to answer, he wants to say, there's nafkamin lochumra, that by Puravu, the Maisa, you cannot be Moichel, and out oino, you can be Moichel. The reason why the Mechav took the Loshim Puravu, and nafkamin will be a case of Mechilo. There's an interesting nafkamina of the Ashur that being down in the Oitzis HaTaira, they asked him, let's say that Tefillah comes out on Lel Seder, or comes out on the Chasna, and it's not too convenient or practical to go on Lel Seder. So he says, Lamaisa, Mitzah Mechila, no problem, you can be Meichel. However, he said, Mitzah Puravu, Lamaisa, not that he doesn't have a boy and a girl yet, then he says, Tasha Sheol Tofom. So if he had already a Puravu, Lamaisa Mechila, him and her, they'd rather be Meichel each other. Out of practicality, it's much more easier. The mice, let's say you do not have kids yet, not my kind of mitzvah, then the mice is not that simple. That's why the Machaber took on this reason of Puravu that has an extra stringency that Mechila mice will not help.
He didn't have the mitzvah Oino because she's male.
Who?
She.
There'll be a mitzvah of a sheep, but Oino or sheep.
He doesn't have mitzvah now.
He has a.
Because now she's male. Does she have...
She has a chiv and shibud to go to the mikvah.
Shibud.
It's the words are, it's interchangeable. I'm saying oino v'shibud. It's true that nachmin between saying v'loshim, of course, the same thing in practicality. Fine. Now, it's manabim. Again, so one, when it hits the time of Adi, you have to go to the mikvah. Again, we don't hold this man of La Mitzvah, but myself Puravu, or else myself Al Shibud, only you have to go to the mikvah. Over here, the Tosh Shlomim and the Nosei Kelim discuss what are the times during the year that a person should go to the mikvah, and when can they not go to the mikvah. First, there are certain cases that are very simple, Alel Yom Kippur, that once we pass and feel this man of La Mitzvah, the difference is very clear in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Tov, Yishu Gimel, by Tayag, that the Maisa person cannot go to the mikvah. Why? Because since there's no Kibbutz Ma'al La'a Mitzvah, but already you cannot have Tashmish, therefore there's no reason of Puravu, there's no Inan of Oina, no Shivut, the Maisa you cannot go to the mikvah, Lel Yom Kippur, that's the Inan of the right to go to the mikvah. Lel Tishbav is the same thing, Maisa Tishbav is in the Rabban, also cannot go to the mikvah. A third case the place can say very clearly, also you cannot go, is when she is an Oval. Maisa, since they cannot have Tashmish, and therefore there's no Kibbutz Ma'al La'a Mitzvah, therefore those are three times during the year that a person, an Isha cannot go to the mikvah. Lel Yom Kippur, Lel Tishbav, and when she's an Oval. So,
No,
we'll get to him. That's when she's an Oval.
Avela.
There are other times during the year that they're discussed, the Inna of Tashmish and not Tashmish. Example, the Mishmur brings down Mitzad Avelis, the four other times not to. For example, Asar Batavis, Tzang Gedalia, and Shavasa Batamis. Those three times the Mishmur says you should not have Tashmish. How he said about Nefesh to be Machma not to have Tashmish. He says, Chutz Milel Tfilo. And also it says, Lel Yud Ba'av, the night when the base Mikdash Ba'atim was burning. Also, Mishmur says to be Machma, Chutz Milel Tfilo. Those four nights, Mishmur is saying that you should not be Machma, a regular person. Chutz Milel Tfilo, and the Pashas is, the fact that you let her have Tashmish Milel Tfilo, of course, she has the right in the Chiv to go to the Mikvah on those four nights. I do not see anyone who says the Maisa once is in your Ba'nefri Machma, you should not go, the Maisa should go, even though a regular person shouldn't. But since it's a Chiv, the Raisa, the Lel Tfilo of showing Yechibo, if on those four nights, the Maisa of Ba'nefri, there's no in to be Machma, the Maisa of a person should be Machma, forget, and in the Vaino.
Which is
the we'll gain first. Those are four mitzad avelis. Now there's other six in the Mishabruah being exam also, not mitzad avelis, mitzad divrei kabbalah. He discusses the first night of Pesach, the first night of Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and Shmini Atzeres. Now Mishabruah brings down six. The other Shavuah bring down other. Let's go with the Mishabruah. First night, for example, is coming up with Shavuos. Mishabruah is the first night, not the second night. That means this year coming out the second night, Friday night. So if you're an Israeli, the shadow doesn't start off. If you're an American, the Maisa, you can talk. If you want to go with the other Svaram, the Kalachayim, what's the Machmah the second night? You Machmah the second night, Shavuos bring down in Eitz Yisrael, which only on Hoga can take Minig of Aseinu. Yeshlod and Yeshlai Lechur, there's no even Mayer Mokum for any, and then Yechutzlar, you Machmah in Eitz Yisrael all. Maisa, it's Lel Oina, it's Friday night. And the Pasha, the second night, Shavuos this year, for everybody, there's being Mitzvah. But certainly the Mishavuos does not even bring it down at all. But Maisa Mishavua being down to the sixth time, the person should be Machmal Divrei Kabbalah, and all, on all six, the Mishavua says, Chutz Milel Oino, Chutz Milel Oino. That means the Pashas, what should you do in those six times? The Chum Abadi should go to the Mikvah, and Abadi is the mitzvah of Chiv Oino, Chiv Shibut. Maisa should go to the Mikvah in those six times. Again, those six times, people are Machmer, unless it's Lel Oino, or the Bialach being down Shazel Vatala, but otherwise, you bring down also maybe Mitzah Mitzvah Puravu, if you're not Makai the Mitzvah, maybe you can be Makal. Otherwise, Avadi is Lel Tfilah Avadi, should go to the Mikvah, and Avadi is Motu. Those are first 10 cases that are certainly Motu. There are two other cases they bring down. What happens when Tisha B'Av is Nidcho, and it comes out, it's supposed to be on Friday night, and they come out on the Mosh Shabbos. So the Tosha Shlomo over here, the Maisa is Machmer. He says you should not go to the Mikvah. Or you say Maisa is now Tashmish. Now, how would by Meshavua, Hilchos Tisha B'Av argues, and Paskin not like the Tosha Shlomo, he passes that the Lel Tfilo Maisa is Mutter, that Tashmish, therefore, you should go to the Mikvah. One other case, which I don't think is a Geir, I think anyone over here, is in of Lel Nittel. That's Nittel Nacht that they discussed. The eve of 25th or the eve of the January 6th or 7th, the mice is a different storm being down different on Hoggis. The Bnei Yeshiva mice are not knowing Lechumah, and even those who want to be Machmah, they want to say from Chutzis onwards, Vadid Latu, and they have some Seifu. In his town, they were knowing to shut the mikvahs on Lil Nittel, and he has a tshuva against it, the Vadid mikvahs have to be open, the Vadid Tashmah Shemut from Chutzis and onwards. So far, it's even be Machmah, there are those who say Ravos and others say Vadid Chutzis onwards are just going to be Mutter. But also, I know who I'm Achmer, fine, whatever your meaning is. Maestro's father knows the name Shiva, Maestro certainly go and learn Nittel. I even see Chassid on that night, no problem. Fine. So the kids, those are the Zmanim during the year. Again, if it comes out during the year, when is it Osir? Only three times is Osir. Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and when she's not Avela. There are another 10 times when a person should be Machmer, Chutz Milel Tfilo. And then there's Tisha B'Av, that's Nitcha, that Maestro Mishu is Michael, and then there's Lel Nittel. And again, it all really starts off over here by Tosha Shlomo, and the Shlomo is on end all bring down these different dates. Now, come along over here, the Mechaber brings down that when the Baal Be'er there's a mitzvah, comes out when the Baal is not Be'er, the Ma'ir says there is no mitzvah. The Shalat they discuss is let's say Baal is not in the ear. Is there, should the Isha go to the mikvah or not? Should they go to the mikvah or not? So everyone knows, everyone here I think knows, you know, putting a stocking underneath the bed or a tinuk in the room. So just to see where it's coming from, there's Yehuda Chosid that he writes in the Tzavos, which that itself is a nidoin, if people have to follow the Tzavos Yehuda Chosid if you're not at 8 o'clock, La Plesh Kama Meikel. But let's say there's a Yehuda Chosid that he writes that a person, when his man Zivuk with the Isha, you should not be, that night you should have Tashmish with her, which comes back to the Tefillah. If you don't, you got a lot of problems. Because the words of Leinich Adam Lizak is Isha Lelaila Shetavel Boy. The night she has Tefillah, you should not be Poyish from her. Those are the words of Yehuda Chosid. And the question is, what's he talking about? He's talking about there's an option, there's Baal Be'er, or there's no option, even when Baal is not Be'er. He doesn't say, he just says, when she goes to the mikvah, what's the halacha, you have to have a zivuk. If not, there could be something happen. So, what does that mean? So the shadow first was, he means discussing when Tam, you got to fight, the mice of Baal Be'er, or discussing even Baal is not Be'er. There's a Shvus Yaakov, the Torah Shlomo, he hits a tshuva, and Chelikim also in Ayin Zayin. He brings down that there is a minig that an author for, or the Anhoga, that people do not go to the mikvah when the Baal is not Be'er. Now, the Shalom they discussed, is he coming from the same Chassidim or not? No one's exactly that clear as Machloikis. But he says when the Baal is not Be'er, the Maisha should not go to the mikvah. Now, the Shalom is the Maisha why? The Zivchei Tzedek, he writes, what do you mean? Avadi should go, also stay in Yitumo, let's be choshev of the Shida of the Man Yoma, Tfilah's Man and Mitzvah. He says, forget, you should go when Baal is not Be'er. However, the Maisha Shvus Yaakov says, the Maisha he brings down the Hog is not to, and they ask him, the Maisha, let's be choshev of Tfilah's Man and Mitzvah, they ask him. And he has a starker tshuva that Avadi when Achoshev, all the Paiskim, all the Hog is the Doris, the Psula does not go, Amon does not go. So you see that the Hog is Klai Yisof, and Mishen and the Paiskim, they were not choshev at all for Tfilah's Man and Mitzvah. If not, let the Psula go. If so, they don't go. So Baal is not here, Mitzat Sakon, a person should not go. And he says, Chumur, that's the Taz, right? That's Taz and the Benech Manel, but he knew they want to answer if there's a stuff like the Maisha should go. The Ted, he could go. Sorry? My Tyrus or the Suffolk, those are the ways of answering it. But he's a Maisha and Hogo, based upon Sakono, as the Maisha is not to go and Baal is not be here. He does bring down, therefore, those have a minig to have a tinnik or a sakin, a tinnik in the room to sleep with them, or a sakin underneath a pillow. However, still, his maskon is not even to that. His maskon is not to go to the mikvah. His maskon is a bailo not beish, which Yaakov says not to go. And therefore, Rabbi Yashu brings down not to go, the Bada Shulchan brings down not to go. It doesn't bring down this eitz of a sakin or a tinnik. Bada Shulchan says the bailo not be a maisa not to go. There's a second hogo that brings down that if you're mochok to go, lemaisa you could go. Lemaisa, because the Shulchan Yaakov brings down this on hogo to have a sakin and tinnik. Therefore, they bring down the Menachai and the Shir Sheva Levi says if you're mochok to go for whatever reason, any tzarech, lemaisa you can go, but you should have a sakin and a tinnik. Now the way the Svarim bring it down, they bring down the two things. Rosh Yaakov says two things, a tinnik and a sakin. And the Svarim, Ben Ishchai and Shir Sheva Levi says both things. I have not found any statement that says one or the other. I know the Olam says one or the other. The Olam says just a sakin is enough. I do not see where exactly just a sakin is enough. Now I don't know if it means a plastic sakin or a metal sakin. I don't know. Also we have to look in the Svarim what that means. But Maisa, I don't see where this sakin itself is enough. You need a tinnik and a sakin. There is a third on Hogel Lameisa, that we don't, this whole entire Indian, this whole Tosh Mas Yaakov is based on the Vidal Chosid, we're on Inaklach Lameisa, no problem, there's Mutra Hathil, you can go to the Mikvah. So, exactly again, among Klai Yisrael, those say Vadi can't, the Vadu, those who among Sak say, look, we have a Shulchan Aruch, we have Noisa Kalim, and no one brings down this Indian over here, so here's the whole entire Locha, Shilu Bezman Mitzvah, to find this Indian of this Indian not to go, when Baal's not here, you have to go look at the Shir Sheva Levi and the Chodosh Shani, see them bring down this concept. They want to take him to the place, come tell, look, Vadi, you can't go. And those that say if you go, you put a sakin and a tinnik. So we have three different halachos among the paiskim. And the maestro, what the Olam does, I've heard different Marirah say different things. And it really seems based upon what the tzarich is, what the case is, based upon how he paskins, exactly what to do. So again, there really are three options. Either don't go, you can't go, you don't do anything about it. Or if you do go, you should put a sakin and a tinnik. And the Moinam says just a sakin is enough. What happens on the tzad? Over here discussing a case where you cannot have tashmish. Let's say you cannot have tashmish. Also, can a person go to the mikvah? No, there are better than different cases to discuss. The case, let's say she is an oval or he is an oval, tashmish is also. The case that it comes out you may vest, tashmish is also. The case that doctor says you should not have tashmish because after later and therefore she has stitches, and you should not have tashmish due to because she's sick or he's sick. Different case the person discussed when they cannot have tashmish, is there an Indian to go to the mikvah? Or maybe you should or maybe you shouldn't. What should a person do? So I like to just divide into two cases. I'm not sure if it's maybe three or four cases, but one case they discuss a case of when she's an oval. When she's an oval, Maisa, all the halachas apply to the issue of tashmish in the machokas. Maisa, you cannot show chiba anyway when she's an oval, so they know the halachas of availus. So Maisa, it should not be any different than baila in the be'ir. Just like baila not be'ir, then hoga is not to go, was any not to go. Therefore, who didn't when she's an oval, since we have a machokas and tashmish, there's no. Truth is a shach that says when tashmish is also to shamini kravis for ma'isa is mutter, ma'isa when there's a veilus shamini kravis also also. So once shamini kravis are also also, come out when she's an oval, the ma'isa should be the same aloha kimoish baila napa ear. Therefore, the body who paskins baila napa and not go to the mikvah, but it says when she's an oval, she should also not go to the mikvah. He's an oval, she should not go to the mikvah. Why again? Because like baila napa ear, there's no inimita tashmish, there's no inimita shamini kravis. However, in the case, let's say it comes out Yimeves. Yimeves, we paskin that tashmish is also chibuk v'nishek v'machmo tavla bracha. On the case by the doctor that tells you not to have tashmish, avada shamini krevis avada is motor. In those cases where there is a tzarech to go to the mikvah, there is a reason to go to the mikvah. However, the tashmish, there is no tzarech, what's the lock on that case? So, really, Kuf Pei Dalas is brought down, the Piskachuva brings down the Shaila, brings down the Avnei Shoyam, the Givat Shol says a person should not go to the mikvah. Why? Because the chashash is there v'atolo, and therefore should not go. And the Orchel Shulchan, the Kuf Pei Dal says chalila lasleis, chalila ma'aseh go to the mikvah, chalila lasleis. And all the ma'aseh pasuk, the pasuk this way. It's interesting. The Bade went this way. I'm sorry, not the Bade. The Oscar went this way. They tell you should not go to the mikvah if it's not shayach to have tashmish. Oh, so numerous players can argue, and a very stark taino, why exactly the article went to Aruch HaShulchan? Because Chalil Lassus. But the Maestro, numerous Svarim say, Maestro Shachwa says, being down in Maram, that by Psul, the Maestro went to, them they had a minig not to have Tashmish Lel Shishi. The Maestro, our minig, like Mishavua says, you're allowed to have Tashmish Lel Shishi Friday night, and a Machma Inner Ilma Matmiyim. Let's say you go to Maram's minig, the Shach's minig, that that Friday night of Tfilah will not have Tashbush. He says you like go to the mikveh b'tzad sham in the kravis. Based upon that, come along numerous farm, the Kodeshani and the Rosh and the Miyash, all of them say, yeah, but he can't go to the mikveh. True, there's no enemy sad Tashbush, the Maisa sham in the kravis. Chibuk from Nizhik, the Oidavada is mutter when you are, when you may vest, Mitzad when she or him are sick. So Vadi, you should go to the mikveh. However, they do so. Well, the thing I said in the beginning that you should even go to Tashmish. I said not to be Machman Tashmish. That's what I saw before. No, not to be Machman. There's an interesting tshuva by the Ben Ishchai. They asked the Ben Ishchai on Shavuos as they're coming up. The guy asked him, "Lamai said, can I be Machman? Get my wife to be Michael?" He's like, "Why? It's a chiyuv. Machman lo oinah." He said, "I got to tell him. Can I said, if I want to go learn Torah." He said. First of all, that goes first, well, oh, you know. Well, he says, Eshla Kaim Shanayim, and he's like, the guy said, hey, what's Chavus earlier? The Maisa, the Chiyah, well, oh, you know, the Maisa, no, that's Yechiyah, that's responsibility, that's Yeshiva, that's your wife goes, right, Chavus at home, that goes first, and then go to her afterwards if you can. But otherwise, in other case, Maisa, the Swarm is Manenu, Ikka, seem to not go with this Archel Shulchel Chalil Asset. They say you should go to Mikvah, Shamin and Kravis. They do point out, but let's say it's Elisha, Akshash, Azel of Atolo, and you have Chibik Phanishak, Avadi should be Machmed, if you can. But otherwise, Chutzmidev, Nochshash, Azel of Atolo, Avadi should go to the Mikvah. Why Mitzad Shamin and Kravis? Maisa, in itself is in the Voino, that itself is in the Shibut. Sorry?
Oh, the Sefer Chassidim is saying,
Sefer Chassidim, they have another Eitzah, they say either sleep with it. You have to know Sefer Chassidim, here the case is not option, you have no option, else you may vest, or else you makhl, you have no option. You can't have Tashmish.
Is there a knife or that?
I didn't see anyone say a knife, they say another Eitzah, they say you take the blank of your husband, sleep with it or something. I saw Shmir Gufa Nefesh, Sim Kupavav, I am Chum Sipes. But no, I didn't. Even the vice commander, all the liquid swarm is on over here. Kuftalik Zion did not bring down any eight days. Some say you can go to Tefillah, no problem. Why shouldn't we create this as a Beseder? They don't seem to get involved with the same Hasidim. They also say, let's say we'll get to the Chumah of Lel Shabbos, that the Ramah brings down the Machmirim. Even those who want to be Machmir Lel Shabbos, the vice commander says also you can go to the Mikvah, start Shaman and Kravis. So that's the Mephorsh Shach that way. That even goes to a machman lel Shabbos, Maisa, you can't go to the mikvah. Fine, that's mitzad going to the mikvah. Come along the Amor, and he comes along with the sugya of Shumas Hadeshin about can you go do tefillah b'Shabbos? Now to understand this, Betzim, there's a Gemara on Shabbos in the Kiro in the third parak that discusses that doing tefillah b'Shabbos, Gemara Beya also, that Betzim b'zmana Gemara. Hot water was exeris ulcer. Cold water, you'll have to take a shower on Shabbos, no problem. Avad, you'll have to take a shower cold water. Therefore, going to the mikvah on Shabbos, maisa klor is mutter. Why? I have maisa near kemisakin. You're doing a tikkun monadin derabbanon. Teretz near kemekar. You want to cool yourself off. People in the summer, when they're hot, what they do? They jump in the swimming pool. Same thing. You want to mikvah, you jump in the swimming pool. I'm making a bracha. Near, you're making a bracha. Fine, kasha. But the Gemara says clearly you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos in cold water because there's no gzera of cold water. Come along the Goinim. The Goinim, after the Chosel Loi Rav Ashi, the Goinim made a gzera that you cannot take a shower in cold water. The why exactly in Simon Shin Chavav, the main reason is brought down mitzad gzera of Schito. There are other reasons in the Mog Avram that the Shmur brings down. The main reason why you cannot take any shower at all on Shabbos mitzad gzera of Schito. Virus, what happens, you come out of the mikvah or out of the shower, take a towel, squeeze out the water, and the problem can be lead to nisr, this is the drabonim pashas, maybe it's the raisel, you lead to nisr. Therefore, came along the gdesk oinim and hog of klai yisol, that we do not take showers on Shabbos, thai hot water, thai cold water. So that means even though the Gemara says clear cold water, the mice says mutter, we have gdesk oinim and the mice would not take a shower with cold water. If that so comes out, therefore we have no heter for going to the mikvah on Shabbos, because if we don't have that near to the mikvah, it looks like you're cooling yourself off. You now go cool yourself off on Shabbos. Therefore, it comes out, you should not be able to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. After tzrach itzer of what a near kemasakin looks like you're doing a tikkun to yourself, just like you can't take a clean and put it to the mikvah near kemasakin tikkumana. Who did you misakin yourself? You took up the tumor, you made yourself tar. Also, a man or lady the should not be able to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. However, says the poskim. That's first akdomo. Based upon this, come along the Beis Yosef, brings down the Mordechai. The Mordechai wants to say, really depends. If you hold tefillah bezman and mitzvah, tefillah bezman is not mitzvah. If you hold tefillah bezman and mitzvah, so why do you have a right to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? If tefillah bezman is not mitzvah, you cannot go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Come along the Beis Yosef, and he says, the Maaseh we pass on tefillah bezman is not mitzvah. And still he says, you have a right to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because the Maaseh this is your time, your mitzvah pruvah, mitzvah oino. Based upon this is where the plus can come out. What happens if you had an option to go to the mikveh before Shabbos? You could have went Thursday night and you chose not to. You chose not to. What's halacha in that case? Be'ikur, halacha is going to be three shitas. There's going to be the Ramah shita with the Shach. There's going to be the Taz shita, and there's going to be the Siddhatara shita. Three different shitas. No, so there's the Ligas from over here come along and tell you how exactly to take care of the Shita, where the Kavah Mitzvah dries a lot and don't press against it. The Kohen Gadol is only not Kavah Mitzvah. That's how we see clearly, yes. The fact, the fact you let go of the Mikvah, there won't go in these cases, yes. Sorry? There's a chiv oina, first of all, on that Friday night. No, child, the gzeh oina, which one overrides which? Which one would be that which? Is the gzeh one you could have done yesterday? Is it knats against you? The gzeh oina came about when you could have done it the day earlier. You should have done Thursday, you chose not to, so chom and the gzeh oina, we're sticking to what our gzeh is. That's your fault now. When it's not your fault, so fine, you override us. When it's your fault, it's your chayes. It's near Kmasak and once it's Gzeres Kmasak. It's like a two-step problem. It's like it's once we have Gzeres Chito, Mela came near Kmasak. So far, in Samaita, Lalocha come out, there can be Be'ikah three Shitas and also Lalocha on Pesukim Bezmanenu. The Mo says, his maskon is, the Be'etzem it depends. If Baal Be'er, can Baal not be about or not? But Baal Be'er, he says, it depends upon the meaning. If the meaning is to be Machmi, after Machmi, if there is no meaning to be Makel. That means maskon of the Mo saying to be Makel. He's saying, if you should have done Thursday, and you had no reason to not do a Thursday, whether you had a reason, a good reason, a bad reason, he doesn't care. Maaseh said there is no minig can be mekel. That means hashish most places. The minig, there is no minig amalkum. Once there is no minig amalkum, the amal thing is mutter. The shach he writes bekitzer, and then the kuda kesef is marech, and he comes out like the amal, and he comes out when there is no minig, the maaseh can be mekel, no problem. The second shito, tzadacheni, is the maaseh nitaz. Taz says, he won't say that's why we show him that way, even though because Kesef argues. He won't say that the Maisa, since you could have been betitled before him, and you're not a matzav oinus, if you're an oinus, an economy can be titled Friday night. But if you're not an oinus, then you cannot be titled Friday night. You couldn't want Thursday night, and you're not an oinus, the Maisa, you have to be machmer. That's the Taz and the Bach. Both of them go that way, except there's a chil between the Taz and the Bach. Question is, if Baal is not be here, is Zach's an oinus, and Zach's an oinus. So the Maaseh, they both agree to the same Yisrael, if it's not an Oinus, you cannot be Torah Friday night. A third sheet is the Tyro, and the Kitzes goes this way, is Be'etzem, they hold Be'ikah, like the Shach, you can't be Torah, there's no money can be Mekel. However, when you did it for Shet Nefesh, you were a Stam, you did it for no reason, to mord against the Baal, you have no reason at all, there's no reason, believe Tom, you could have went Thursday, you chose to go Friday. If you chose to go Friday for absolutely no reason, then the Vadi says, we're going to machma upon you, and be choshu the Taz and Bach, and therefore you cannot go for a night, you can have to wait to push it off till the next night or the night afterwards. It comes out that, again, among the Durlachon, the three shitas, either it's Mutter, Ramah Shach, it's Osir, Taz and Bach, or it depends if you're amazed or not amazed. We'll get to the next Chalak of Ramah. He's to know the Sutara is saying he's saying with Chosh of the Taz and Bach over here. Sutara, the way he sets it up, says but at them he's saying the Ramon says Mez is Mutter. The Shach is Lotan. But the Ramon is saying the Mez is Mutter will give you Chosh of the Taz and Bach to the Sutara.
What does Ramon say with there's no reason that
she's letting go of those up? He says talking about Leda, right, but he says he has no Chum at all. We don't have a Maimok, he says to be Machmer. True, he's not clear, but we've seen nothing of it to be Machmer. With no Minig, he's not saying yes, sir. He has no case at the answers, but there's no minik. He doesn't say black or white, but the Maaseh he doesn't have any place at the answers there. The last line of the Shach, how do we the last line? The Tukuz Kesef? Well, leave it. How do we the last line? Yeah, but Sutai did not do it that way. Fine. But those ones say, yeah, but Sutai said not that way. But the Maaseh again the three shitas. Either it's always mutter, or only Ba'inus is mutter, or Ba'inus would be could be also. Maaseh how the place can go is Manenu. Mekel totally if we are Choshulchan, the Chochmazadim, they do not bring down anything to Aser, rather the Mekel across the board. And therefore, the Bada Shulchan says every case, even if amazed, the Menixi Mekel writes it three times. Marakoyin says Mutter. Bada Shulchan in America, Marakoyin over here, he said amazed, no problem. The second Shita about being amazed, the Sertaria, that's the Kishchan Aruch seems to Paskin. Maisha how Lavozner and the Vizier Obach, they Paskin. The Mazed Maisha, you can't go. The Mazed means again, you have no reason. If you had a reason, for example, Battle of Napier, not going Mitzat Sakono, Hudo Chosid, or whatever, Shus Yaakov, about you have a reason. But it means you have no reason at all. You choose not to go Thursday night for no reason. Some, you're lazy, then that's not good enough reason. Maisha, you cannot go Friday night. The third Shita is like the Taz, Ella Maisha, the Chodeshoni, and Abu Yashiv, and the Verkwit Paskin. They say if you are only the Makam Oynis, you'll have a heter. Shloim Makam Oynis, you'll not have a heter. Three different shitas among the Delekhoinim, the Paiskim, and the Paiskim Vizaneinu. What exactly to do? That means if you ever ask Rav, you get different answers. Now they discuss. Where to put certain cases, I'm not sure where exactly to put them. Abu Yashiv has brought down that his cases, even mitzad hefsed, he says, and mitzad the other reason why he chose not to, is still getting up your machmer.
They're more put them together.
No, they're most being makel. His must come to be makel.
The two cases of Bailabir and Nelaydo together. Bailabir is a lot of
annoyance. They're in the top your machmer. No, he's even not a machmer. He's on the top, he's putting Bailabir. One more time? You're saying
that he's saying
that
he's asking Nelaydo is an annoyance.
If Bible be here, and so what is that? So maybe. I'm not sure. We don't hold that Shabbos. I did not see any safe to say that. I didn't look at the Swadish farm because they might say Yeshua may have this meaning. I didn't see that. In the Ashkelos farm, I didn't see anyone be Messiah of that Shaita. There is just one other case discussed. Let's say a person in the bathroom, she was Torah, and they found the Myra and went to Rav. Rav said, Torah, no problem. They were Machmer, and they waited 5 and 7. It comes out of Lel Shabbos. That also the Shaila, the Maisi can't go to the Mikveh, because the there's no reason at all to go to the Mikveh ever. She was Machmer upon herself. Then the place can, even though the Taisha still wants to be Mekel in general, like the Ramah, you like go to the Mikveh Friday night, it says you're Machmer, you Matami yourself, they said you can't go, because the you have no, Be'etzim, you're Torah. You chose to be Machmer, you have no right to go to the Mikveh. What? No, there's a chum. We have a reason to be machmer. There's a hanogah to be machmer. There's a no hanogah. She chose to be machmer herself. They chose to be machmer. Rather than the marriage is fine. They chose to be machmer. Yes, I'm under shach. I hear. After Xero's fito.
Well, it's not that. How does the shach work with today's guy? What's the under shach?
Not sure. Let's say first, let's say you hold like the Machmir and the Maisi, you went to Mikveh Friday night. Now what's Halacha? So the Piskachu over here being down the Machlaikis, between the Chodashoni, you see the Tyre, Tyre Shlom, exactly what's Halacha. If it's Peshogeg, everyone agrees Avada, Tashmish is Mutter that night. Let's say it's Bemazed. If Tashmish can be Mutter that night or not. So Piskachu brings down. Kodeshani says the Tashmish also that night. Elva, what about the next night? What Shabbos? You have to go back to the mikveh again. You have to go back to the mikveh. The Maisha went to Mikveh prior. She's also in Tashmish. You have to go back to the mikveh. So, interesting Shaila. Give an example. Rav Reuben discussed this past Friday night. The Marakoyin discussed the Shaila that someone on Shabbos, he got ketchup on the shirt. He couldn't be even on the soyan, and he washed it off. He went to Rav, and the Rav Paskin, different Rav, and the Mamapa Shemesh, he Paskin, he had to put ketchup back on the shirt. He can have it off the shirt, and then wash it off again. You have to undo it. You're having it off the Maisa Shabbos, and on Maisa Shabbos, if it's made, it's also a Lomas, you want to have it off the shirt. So, everyone's here laughing. Well, Meister, so that's why Reuben gave a whole shiur about it for a night. If he has to, he doesn't have to. I discussed it in cases. For example, let's say you take an airplane flight on Shabbos. They came from New York and they flew for you. So Meister says, how can you take a flight? Or might have to go back to New York and come back again. We discussed the Eger buses that come from Haifa to Yerushalayim. You take the bus right away. Meister, they came for you. Meister, go back to Haifa again. It's different cases you're discussing. So the Meister, same thing over here. The Meister, you have to go to the mikveh again. Or you have to go, you have came enough from Friday night. The first, the Meister, a woman came out, you have to wash out the shirt. He had a whole cheshbon. The Meister, the Ben Ishchai, the Tshuva in Rapalin, and he writes also Ben Ishchai. He said, Lacha, Meister, you have to put the ketchup back on. He says it. Reuben did not call it. He just said it can't be, and he gave a whole shiur about it. Meister, is there a foreshul and a shchai that says you have to get dirty again? That means anytime you take your jacket, ketchup is not in the gale. But every time you get your jacket dirty, and then you wipe it off and you have, oh my gosh. So you get a column of a shiur, you can amaze it. If it's a shiur, you're fine. But if it's amazing, Meister, you have to dirty it again. Well, same thing with your hat. So that's it. Reuben passed it out the way. Meister, there is a ben shchai that way, it says that way. So Meister, same thing over here by the.
You tell him after shiur?
I didn't tell him, no.
Why can't you just wash it down?
No, because you do what? You're not washing the dirt. The Ben Ishchai said you put the dirt back on, and then you have to undo what you did. You're not undoing what you did. You have to undo what you did. Couldn't you have enough Maaseh Shabbos? You're not undoing what you did. You have to undo what you did. No, it's amazing. I'll say Lomas, right? It's amazing. I'm sure you're fine. I'm sure you're something else. It's amazing. The guy who couldn't wear his side is amazing. Amazing. The Meister, same thing over here. The Meister, what's the reason? The Meister, you have to go to the mikveh next night. So clear, looking at the Chodeshani and the Bajim say, the Meister is not to go to the mikveh the next night. And the Sveikasor is because this whole time in and this whole time hog is a Chumra Ba'amal. Let's not be marking that much. And by the next night, can be more to only that fine night can be offered. Now, if that's so, then I don't understand. If that's so, the loch, if you learn Simish and Yechas and Shabbos, that we're not going to make a knas on the person and somebody's mutl chachilo according to all the paiskim. And if he allows to close our paiskim, we shun who holds mutl chachilo. So if no, I don't know why if you make a knas in the mezer to ask for that Friday night itself, the mezer should be mutter based upon kloli apsak. And the loch is the tayshlom being, I'm sorry, the shetayah, the mezer says the same time about him, a different way. So the mezer chumma ba'al, and the mezer says, even that Friday night itself has been mutter when to mezer. So come that when to mezer, the machlokes on that Friday night, we also mutter on those who are machmel. The Meister, if you go to the Badei Shulchan, go like the Amor and the Shach, there's no even Shagi Mezer. The whole time I think is mutter. But even those who want to go like a B'yashu, but hold it also, and you did it for Mezer, which is a Chiddush, you did it for Mezer, if no one you did it for Mezer, then a Shaila, if that Friday night itself is mutter, which is the Torah itself, is going to say it's mutter. Which you can start making Svek-Svekers. But the fine, because Meister, the whole thing, maybe it's not even also. You only machmel like a B'yashu, part of the machmel and the Shagi, on the Mezer, that those who say it's mutter. Sorry? It's being Masal, he wants to say the head to Chayadim by itself. No, not as far. Fine, this is a locker.
If anyone else make your jacket dirty,
yeah,
and clean in Shabbos,
so he has
to deal.
No, no.
There is Shibud on the wife to her husband, and he did the Isur.
If he cleans the
jacket,
what happens? If he cleans the jacket for you, then is it also Lamas because he did it for you? Also,
no, it's mutter because it's my jacket. You cannot place
But is it also Lamas? I do it to somebody.
But the knas is on you because he did a vera.
No, something
even
else.
Even the wife did a vera, but she cannot oyster her shibud of her husband.
I'm not sure because my says, first, tell shibud of her husband, she's sure not gone. She's not gone. There's no shibud to her husband. Tell the Shiva Albers you should not go on Friday night. Also, according to the Shach, according to Taz Nalal Go, no Shiva anymore.
Yes, no, what's the Shabbos?
Oh, what Shabbos anyway then do you make? Oh, no one's Mach much Shabbos. No one's Mach much Shabbos. No one's Mach to go back again. Fine. Meister is halacha lel Shabbos about lel Yontif. So also the Shuv being down the Shiloh, the Meister the Pesach can go b'ikar lel Yontif is mutter. This whole entire thing is chum ba'almo and take it that far to even lel Yontif. The Swami say about it, you can't be makel. Now, what's the Svarta Mechalik? There are the way how some say it over Havilei lel Yontif more than lel Shabbos, and other Svarta say it very simple. You have to know what Yontif is, right? Are you allowed to take a cold shower on Yontif?
Why yes?
Why yes? There are Shabbos can possibly bring you down. You're allowed to. A lot of people can say not allowed to. It's based upon the sugya also what's a lock on Yontif, welcome to if you're allowed to or not. So then you'll have what? That's how when Reuben, when he gave this year, this I think 2 Rosh Hashanahs ago, gave this year on Shabbos, He says, I'd like to give the shiur after 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because you guys already took the shower, now come out to say why it's ulcer. But, and he called the Shemir Shabbos to say it was mutter. I 2 days Yom Tov and then Shabbos. Yeah, Mokum Tzaris, they're fine. It's Mokum Tzaris, there's no problem. Yeah, I'm not, yeah,
but since... Only by 3 days?
No, Mokum Tzaris, I remember, I have to look it up. No, the Mechavad Shabbos Yom Tov. Mechavad Shabbos Yom Tov, I remember it. I didn't look it up now. Fine. What? That's, you have to answer that question. Could be Mokum Tzaris. Why? It's for to make a Mokum Tzaris go through. There's no Gzeres going to Mokum Tzaris. Then why not Shabbos also? Why? Because my Shabbos is more to get 2 or 3 days, or 1 day is no problem, you can be enjoying yourself. Ish lying. Ruben came out to Machma al Schito. He wanted to give Oshir after everyone took the showers to Machma. Yes. Fine, there's another sugya in the gate over here that's streaming down about what about the shower, the mikvah could be hot or poshim or cold. Now, the way the Piskachum over here brings down the Chamsi says that Dafka poshim is mutter or that whole left. However, hot is also, the Debuta says also, if you read the Chumas, another Debuta is very interesting. He writes 2 Chumas, how he held his usher and they didn't listen to him. The Babylonian, the mikvah people didn't listen, and they made it hot. And he said only poshim are left. So even in his day, Nadi Buddha's around, and he told them not to make it hot, and they weren't listening to him. They were making it hot. But Maisa, the way that Nadi Buddha comes out, only Poshim, and that's how the Mishnah and the Chayotim, the Chosholchon, they the Maisa and the Moshe, they paskin that only Poshim is mutter, lukewarm water is mutter, and not hot water is Maisa is mutter. We'll get there, Blin Adem. So first, the Maisa, what's the locha? The those that say Dafka Poshim is mutter, that seems to be Iker than Hogar the Bnei Yeshiva. So those who will machbe even on poshim, the base mayor says that even poshim is also. However, the numerous poshim will make along hot, the carbon etanol, that the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down in Shin Chavav, says the B'shas Chak, the seven components of carbon etanol, and hot lemaisa is mutter, the Rav Yosef, Machzav Ram, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Tanya says that the Hanach Lehem Yisrael, that the mayor they were knowing this way, and therefore Kiduah, the Bnei Chassidim, if you ever go to the mikvahs, you can't find poshim, or they call a poshim maybe, mayor is boiling hot. And then Maisa, they're knowing, they're saying, Laloch Lamaisa, Harach Lamaisol, Maisa, you can do it that way. Someone told me a guy who was in Mikvah Shabbos 2 weeks ago, and the guy was making Makhol in Tzuratskin against bringing boiling hot water, and the other guy said, what are you talking about? Mishmur says, Shasat Chak, don't make a Makhol, leave them alone, let them have boiling hot water. So the Avada is not to make a Makhol. A lot of Bnei Shiva usually are Machmer, have Dafka Poshim, and the Bnei Chassidim are seem to be Mach, but Dafka boiling hot. What? With Mishmur Shin Chavav. He says over there, B'shas l'chak, you go look from in the saddle. He calls from the saddle and then Machzav Avram. Yeah, B'shas l'chak goes from the saddle and Machzav Avram. Yeah, very clear. He says B'shas l'chak. Now, those who say worse than Mishabur, they say don't make a Machal. Mishabur does even better than that. Now, don't make a Machal. You yourself can go do a B'shas l'chak.
What
did the reason of the Mekilim? Mekilim comes out, they won't go to it. They won't go to it. They come out. What? Each of the mikvahs certainly shasat chak. The man depends what you're on hogo, what kabbalah you took upon yourself by in the takari. If you get stamazai, sometimes yes, sometimes no, then not shasat chak. If you always do matan and carry, look for that tzichon shasat chak.
But just
mitzvah
the mamash or
even shibud? No, shibud also. So come now again, if it's hot, cold, maisa, the yeshiva, poshim, the chesidim will say it's hot. Now what is it get the poshim, the kasha they just start off with? If it's Yad's lettuce boy, usually poshim is not Yad's lettuce boy, and hot is Yad's lettuce boy. So ask a kasha, if it's Yad's lettuce boy, you're not getting in anyway. So my Cham cannot be Yad's lettuce boy. Now, that's the kasha they start off. Now you can start saying maybe that's not true, but right, you go to see some mikvahs, these things are boiling hot, I think they're Yad's lettuce boy. But my said they sit there and they enjoy themselves. So my said, what does it get a poshim over here? So Yitzchok here wrote a question to Chaim, and Chaim wrote back. Not Yad's lettuce boy, it's a ghetto poshim. As long as it's not 113 Fahrenheit, no problem. 43 Celsius, not a problem. Well, the Maisa, the way the Aruch HaShulchan went, and the Moshe went, they go to the Gedda of the Amoin Am. Whatever Amoin Am says, Poshim is Poshim, whatever is Chavim is Chavim. Now you can start arguing the point, what defines that, and Moshe says, if you're the Dax Yochid, you're about to die to you. Now you have to start defining what the wave is, not the wave is, but they go to the Gedda of Amoin Am. Amoin Am says, that's lukewarm. A third sheet to have the Chodeshani goes, and I've never thought about Yitzchak over here. The Gedda is, you cannot enjoy it. Can enjoy it, which is a much lower level. That means it comes out not Yad's lettuce boy, which is boiling hot, not boiling, whatever, it's hot. The Gedda of Moin Am, which is less, and then you have something that you can enjoy, which is Mamish much less. That's the Gedda of Poshim.
We have
Yeah, again, they point out it can't be. Yeah, lav dafka, every person can compare one to another. That's a shadow of it. Can you compare the two? Fine. The last halach over there, Mo. I don't know if you get that well to answer the question right now. The last thing over here, the Mo brings down the case of Mo Shabbos, says if anyone was machmo on a Friday night, also machmo Shabbos. Maisa comes out. If you go like the bad thing, the Mo, the Matzikon is that we're not machmo at all, any case. Come that Mo Shabbos, can make all cases also across the board. Those who are machmer, the shell is like Kalbiyashiv, he might have switches. Says only for a night will be machmer, the Xerim, on Shabbos, Maisi, he's Mekel, and he does not mind that Chesiz was further away from the Tfilon, Maisi, he's also Mekel. Mokamezid was his machmer, which was Mekel, much Shabbos is much more of a leichter halacha. So it comes out, Erev Shabbos, probably the first game, much Shabbos, even Kalbiyashiv himself is Mekel, but Mokamezid, that doesn't want to be machmer. He said, tomorrow, thought that since we have Lini Hilchos Nidah and there before Hilchos Nidah there's Hilchos Ribbis, there are five simonim in between that somehow seem to fall in between the cracks that people don't really seem to learn. So maybe the next every week Simon Kuf Ein Ches, the lochos of Chukas Akum, the gate to Shuas, putting flowers into the house, or in the gate to Chanukiel or Thanksgiving or wearing red or stuff like that, we'll discuss this Monday, the week afterwards, we'll go through the Simon Kuf Ein Test, a magic, you'll have to go to magic show, and then the Simon Kuf Pei is Ksavis Karka, the permanent makeup, then Simon Kuf Pei Aleph is Zivah Pei, and Simon Kuf Pei Beis is Lo Yulvash. Then those are the next couple of weeks on Monday, whoever wants.
Well. I have some. Where is the